my road to Lower Ledwich. Now, if I walk down this road, which farm do I arrive at first? That's question number one. I'm in Shropshire, standing on the A4117. Nearby is a junction to an unclassified road to Lower Ledwich. Now, if I walk down the road, which farm do I arrive at first? If you think you know the answer there, give me a call in about 2 minutes from now.
There is a road that goes between the stormy lines, and rips and tears the strongest bonds apart. Now common sense becomes restricted view. When eyes are closed, anger grips my heart. Lights are only to use. You left your mark, I shall leave mine. No malice lingers, but oh, so much to lose, so much to lose.
Fiction Factor, and that's the flip side actually to the A side at the moment, called, there's only one way to find out, Harding, is Turn It Over, called Feels Like Evan. Okay, right, the Supermum today on Sunshine. I haven't got really one of those fanfares. Can we do a fanfare? Is that all you can do? Well, anyway, is Gwen, and I hope Gwen is on the phone at the moment.
Yes.
Hello, Gwen.
Hello.
Your daughter Sharon has voted you Supermum of the Week.
Yes, I'll kill her.
You'll kill her. Why are you going to do that? Now, part of the conditions, Gwen, is that she has to help you all through the day. That means washing the dishes and doing the tea tonight and making the beds. I've probably already done that, though. And apparently you all came from Wales, didn't you?
On the borders of Wales.
On the borders, but you haven't got a Welsh accent, have you?
No, not at all.
Do you think she'll stand by that, Gwen? Do you think she'll help you?
She's very good, yes.
She's a good girl. How old is she?
14.
14. So what do you think with this high accolade that we've just thrust upon you about this Supermum of the Day? The whole of Shropshire, you know. Supermum of the Day is Gwen.
Well,
What do you think about it, Sarah?
Oh, I think it's a bit much to live up to.
Yes, of course you can live up. How many kids you got?
Four
kids all together. What are their names? Let's have their names.
Vanessa, Susan, Jonathan and Sharon.
And Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the biggest handful?
Sharon at the moment, because she's the only one at home.
Where are the others?
They're all married.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Good grief, you don't sound that sort of ancient.
Oh, I am a bit ancient, actually.
Are you? Oh, dear, you sound half asleep to me. I just got out of bed, have you?
Well, I haven't been up long because we had a disturbed night.
Oh, dear.
Mm.
Not going to tell me what happened, are you? Or is it embarrassing?
No.
All right, then tell me.
Well, you see, we live in the centre of Ludlow, and I think there's been a couple of burglaries, so we woke up rather suddenly by breaking glass.
Well, last night?
Mm.
Good grief, we haven't heard anything about that.
Oh, I expect you will in the future.
No, I expect so. They usually tell us about things like that.
Anyway,
as long as it wasn't your house, that'll teach you. You must lock it all up, mustn't you?
Well, I don't think they'd have a job to find us, but still.
Anyway, we'll send you something in the post, okay?
Oh, thank you.
So don't hang up. We'll take your full address and everything. We'll pop something in the post.
All right, thank
as
you.
As Super Mum of the Week. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye. That was one surprised lady there. Really surprised. Really excited, wasn't she? She was so excited. She was so excited and so was I. I put the phone down. Question number one. I'm in Shropshire standing on the A4117. Nearby is a... Just a second. Answer that phone, please, will you?
Oh, dear.
I've got a secretary now, you know. Things are looking up on Sunshine.
Nice question.
Yeah. Question one. I'm in Shropshire standing on the A4117. Nearby is a junction to an unclassified road to a lower Ledwich. Now, if I walk down the road, which farm do I arrive at first? I want to know... Yes, right. I think we've got somebody here. I think we have somebody who's got the right answer. Isn't this exciting? Hello, who's calling Sunshine?
It's Martin here, Graham.
Hello, Martin. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
First caller up. Okay, where am I?
Squirrel Farm.
Absolutely right. Got the book out, did you, Martin?
Ordnance Survey.
Yeah, Ordnance Survey-like. Question number two. For what is Percy Shaw famous for?
Gardening.
Gardening? Now, don't be stupid, Martin. Have another crack at it.
Sorry, what did you say?
What did I say? Have another crack at it.
I thought you said Percy Thrower.
No, I said Percy. That's the trouble, so you never listen. For what is Percy Shaw famous for?
Playing in a band?
No, he didn't play in a band. Bye-bye, Martin.
Bye-bye.
Don't be stupid. Good grief. That was Martin. I might have guessed that. That's the question. Tenbury Wells 811306. For what is Percy Shaw famous for? And he invented them in the early 1930s. We've got to get through this a bit quick because he's in soon, and you know what he's like. He's playing all your requests this afternoon between 12 and 2. That's Martin Kay, the old DJ. Musical youth 16. Good morning, David. How are you today? All right.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Good lad. Right, question number two in the last accumulator from Sunshine, but there's an even more exciting one starting next week. I can hardly wait. For what is Percy Shaw famous for? And your answer?
He invented cat eyes.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
Cat eyes for
that. Right, question number three. Now, you have to listen to this because I can't pronounce these fancy words. Cookies off on his holidays. Now, he's drawn out some two grick currency, and I'll spell that. It's spelled T-U-G-R-I-K, Chew Grick currency. He hopes to climb the Altai Mountains and visit the Ulan Bator. Now, where is he going to?
Yes. Chew Grick currency.
Yeah, the currency is
T-U-G-R-I-K.
And he's going to climb the Altai Mountains, spelt, yeah, and visit the Ulan Bator, or Bator, and that's spelt U-L-A-N-B-A-T-O-R. Ulan Bator. Now, where's he going to? David, you've got 3 seconds.
3 seconds, yes. I've read Ulan Bator.
Have a stab at it.
Borneo?
No. Good guess though, wasn't it, David?
It was a guess.
Anyway, thanks for having a crack at it.
Okay.
Sunshine taking your calls. Tenbury Wells 811306. That's Tenbury Wells 811306. If you think you know question number three, and if it doesn't go within 2 minutes, we move on to question number four. Now, Cook is off on his holidays. He's drawn out some Tugric currency and hopes to climb the Altai Mountains and visit the Ulan Bator. Now, where's he going to? I want to know. Tenbury Wells 811306. 15 minutes to 12. Good morning.
I saw you there, just standing there.
Hello, Cheryl. Can you hear me okay? Cheryl, question number three. Have you got an answer for me? Absolutely right. Now then, question number four. Give the correct plural for the following, okay? Give the correct plural for the following. Court-martial.
Court-martial.
Yeah, what's the... you won't get this. It's no good asking your dad either. I know what's going on over there. Give the correct plural for the following. Court-martial. What's the plural of court-martial? No idea, have you?
No.
No. Okay. Bye-bye, Cheryl.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That stopped her, didn't it? Right in her tracks. I'll tell you what I will do. I'll read through the whole things here. And we're looking for the callers. Tenbury Wells, 811306. Give the plural, the correct plural for the following. Court martial, cannon, bandit, madame, and crisis. Okay, I'm looking for the plural. I'll give you a clue there. The first one is courts-martial, okay? Courts-martial. So the plural for the following here, court-martial, cannon, bandit, madam, and crisis. Tenbury Wells, 811306. A new record there from the Thompson Twins. It's called Doctor, Doctor. 11 minutes before 12. I don't think it has gone at the moment. Have we got a winner?
Bye-bye.
No, we haven't got a winner. That one's getting you going. It's no good looking in the dictionary either for that. Let's give them to you again. No, we won't bother giving them to you again. We move on to the next question. That's £2 off the prize. Question number five. Question number five now, Shropshire. Now, pay attention. Which Prime Minister made a speech in South Africa referring to the wind of change blowing through this continent? Which British Prime Minister made a speech in South Africa referring to the wind of change blowing through this continent? And I want to know the answer within 2 minutes. Otherwise, we get on to the next one. Tenbury Wells, 811306.
I am Michael Caine.
He's walking there, I'm afraid, I don't know. I see the firemen jumping from the windows. There's panic and I hear somebody scream. He picks up useless paper and puts it in my pocket. I'm trying very hard to keep my fingers clean. I can't remember, tell me what's his name.
My name is Michael Caine.
And all I wanted was a way, a photograph. And all I wanted was a way, a photograph to keep. The sun is laughing, it's another broken morning. I see a shadow and call out to try and warn him. He didn't seem to hear, just turned away. The quiet fellow follows, points his finger straight at you. He had to sacrifice his mind, yes.
Michael Caine. Martin back on the line again, thinks he can do it this morning. Okay, Martin. Question five. You know the question? You tell me the answer.
Harold Macmillan
on the nose. Question number six. Now, where would you find a walloon? Where would you find a walloon? And I'll spell that as W-A-L-L-O-O-N. Where would you find one of those? And don't say in the back garden either. Where would you find a walloon?
Australia.
Bye-bye, Martin.
Cheerio.
Nice try, mate. Tenbury Wells, 811306. Where would you find a walloon? Okay. Where would you find a Walloon? I don't want to pass this one up because there'll be nothing left at 12 o'clock. Right, Martin Kay up with you at 12 with the requests and dedications and things like that. I mean, Martin Kay's here with us at the moment, looking extremely tired, probably been up all night again. I feel sorry for his wife, I really do. Wouldn't it be nice, Nick Kershaw, taking us up to the about the number 9th caller today on Sunshine. It's the last accumulated. It's sad, isn't it? Have we got a winner?
Yes.
We have a winner. Hang on a second. We'll just stop all this business here about playing records and things and get on with the business in hand. Hello, who's calling Sunshine?
Good morning. Larry Spears from Highwood.
Hello, Larry. Okay, where would you find a Walloon?
It's the Flanders part of Belgium.
That's right. Absolutely on the nose. Question number 7. Where in Herefordshire, near the Shropshire border, could I find a wind pump? Where in Herefordshire, near the Shropshire border, could I find a wind pump?
I haven't got a clue.
You haven't got a clue. Anyway, Larry, thanks for having a crack at it, mate.
Keep going.
We will do.
Bye.
Don't worry about that. You just keep answering the questions. Where in Herefordshire, near the Shropshire border, could I find a wind pump? You're not going to get it today, Shropshire. It's the first time I can sense it that we've never got through this accumulator. Where in Herefordshire, near the Shropshire border, would I find a wind pump? I mean, do you know what a wind pump is? Because if you do, I don't know. Oh, we got a caller coming.
Hello.
Let's just hope it's... Where's my fags gone? Oh, here we are.
Yes.
It's been hectic this morning. Good grief, it's been terrible.
What's the answer?
I'd like to thank the newsreader, though. Steve Powell. He's done a marvellous job.
No.
The only trouble is he doesn't know what he's doing. No?
Okay, thanks.
Oh, well, never mind. Back to Nick Kershaw here, and wouldn't it be good? I think we might as well start it again.
Thank you.
that's Nick Kershaw, and wouldn't it be good? It would, wouldn't it? Well, today, Shropshire, we have beaten you. What do you think about answering the phone, Steve? I mean, have you enjoyed yourself this morning?
Oh, it's been absolutely brilliant, Michael, brilliant!
I mean, you know what I have to go through on my own. Well, the answer to number 7, where in Herefordshire near the Shropshire border could I find a wind pump? The answer is Berrington. We had all sorts of answers there. Yes, true, Berrington. Go and have a look at that. Right, that's it. No more. What a way to end an accumulator on a duff note. I've got a write-in question for you, if you'd like to. Don't worry, we'll send the money to charity, we always do. We've got a writing question, and it's bound to get your brains going. If you think you're very, very, very clever, and I mean you've got to be extremely clever here, what is the next number in the series? Okay, what is the next number in this series? Now, this is a writing question, and you have to write to us at P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. That's P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Put James Harding at the front of it, then I shall know what's going on. The next number in the series I'm looking for, number 4, number 8, number 32, number 512, and the next one, 131,072. That's the next one. I'll give you those numbers again. Number 4, number 8, number 32, number 512, and on the last one, 131,072. I'm looking for the next number. So don't bother getting your calculators out, because it doesn't work. Anyway, that's it from me and my little friend here. We've had a good time this morning, haven't we? He looks... Be quiet. Who sent this in? I shall have to take this away, because everybody plays with it. If I leave anything here, Martin Kay's bound to pick it up. And yeah, I'll give it to him now. Here,
thank you very much.
It's a present for you.
It even sounds like you, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Squeaky. Yeah. Mind you, it looks like you. So, I mean, that's all there is to that, isn't it? Okay, I play my last record, and I've taken 2 minutes of Martin's time. I'll play my last record today, and I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 with all the usual bits and pieces. It comes from Hot Chocolate, and this one's called... What was it called? I gave you my heart, didn't I? Certainly did this morning. Ta-da!
No! Brian Jones, the Agricultural and General Engineers, Love Lane, Bishop's Castle. Telephone Bishop's Castle, 638-647.
The farmer's ideal chainsaw, the Sax Dolmar Silver 112, which has a 50cc motor, an 18-inch bar, chain brake and anti-vibrated handles, is now available from the main Sax Dolmar dealer in South Shropshire. G. Brian Jones of Bishop's Castle.
Contact G. Brian Jones now for his special chainsaw deal, normally retailing for £230. You can have the Dolmar Silver 112 chainsaw for only £180, plus VAT, and they'll even give you a free chain to go with it.
Remember, Sax Dolmar and G. Brian Jones of Bishop's Castle. Together, we'll solve your felling problems.
At the Bullring Shopping Centre in Ludlow, try Swift's for homemade bread and rolls and locally milled wholemeal. Swift's in the Bullring Shopping Centre, Ludlow.
Within the next 45 seconds, you will hear no frills, no huge discounts, no free offers or sales gimmicks, just plain facts. David Link can design and manufacture top quality handcrafted fitted kitchens to your specification that actually fit. Now you may think that handcrafted kitchen units are expensive, but you would be wrong in thinking so. There is only one way to be sure. Contact David Link on Ludlow 4190 for personal and professional advice. Remember, David Link for handcrafted kitchen furniture. Telephone Ludlow 4190. That's Ludlow 4190.
At the Bullring Shopping Centre in Ludlow, you'll find Sheldon's, the friendly butchers, for home-killed beef, lamb and pork, homemade pies and cooked meats. Sheldon's, the friendly butchers, at the Bullring Shopping Centre, Ludlow.
When you stand on top of the hill, Titterston, apart from the breeze and slight chill at this time of the year, you can gaze down on one of the most beautiful views anywhere. A view that extends for mile after mile. Shropshire, Sunshine Land. Just think how many pairs of human ears there must be down there. A heck of a lot. Most of whom, it seems, tune to Sunshine Radio at some time during the day. How many are listening now? You for one. Sunshine Radio. What an opportunity to advertise your products or services. So advertise them on Sunshine Radio. Telephone Sunshine Sales on Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. The Shropshire Scenery and Sunshine Radio. We're proud of them both.
Sunshine Radio.
Thank you. very good afternoon to you. Welcome along to the request programme. Martin Kay is my name, with you from now until 2. Thanks to James, the old one, as they say. And has he taken his squeaky thing? Has he? Oh, it's still here. He's left it. Silly old. Anyway, right, and thanks to Steve Powell, of course, for helping him out, because James does need a lot of help to do his programme, you see, because when you get to his age, you can't cope on your own. Anyway, right, if you'd like a dedication or a request between now and 2 o'clock, give us a ring. Tenbury Wells, 811-306 is the number. Madonna and a track called Holiday. That's quite good, isn't it? First time I've heard that, in actual fact. And I reckon that's going to be number one. It's a good one. I like it. Anyway, right, what have we got here? One or two to get through straight away. People have written in. Actually, some of you have written in, have asked for particular records. We will try and get them in, but we haven't got all the ones you asked for. So please do forgive us for that. But we'll get through them before two, so do not despair. Right, one here that's come in, Sunday 12 o'clock-ish. please, a dedication for Cheryl and Neil Evans of Chapel Row in Ludlow, who are presently very, very happy because they've brought a baby daughter into the world by the name of Natalie Louise. Well, congratulations, well done, and Cheryl will be listening to Sunshine in Shrewsbury Hospital. Well, that's nice. The dedication is sent with congratulations from George and Jean Pritchard. So there you are, Cheryl and Neil Evans of Chapel Row in Ludlow. George and Jean Pritchard thinking about you and send their congratulations, as do we all, on the birth of Natalie Louise. So there we are, congratulations again, and best wishes, hope that all is well, and mum and little baby daughter are doing fine. Right, got a record for you, taking us back to 1973, in fact, this one, and, well, it's, I'll dedicate it to James Harding, actually, because, well, we'll just do it. 1973, from Rigor Mortis, it's called Made in Japan. Especially there to Cheryl and Neil Evans of Chapel Row in Ludlow. Congratulations on the birth of your little baby girl, Natalie Louise. And that's from George and Jean Pritchard. So song from Rigor Mortis there, and made in Japan. Right, got a letter here to Martin Kay of Sunshine Radio. Would you please play a Public Image Limited record for our daughter Annette Trow on Sunday the 12th of Feb for her 20th birthday on Tuesday the 14th? Wishing her a happy birthday from her mum, that's Hilda, and dad John, brother Michael, Amelia, and granddad, and she works at Swift's Bakery. I like Nat King Cole myself, but she wants Public Image. It's understandable. So sometime would you play a Johnny Mathis record singing one of Nat King Cole's songs for Annette's mum? That's right. And all the best to Sunshine Radio. We love it. From Hilda and John Trow, Clee Hill. Thank you very much. Yes, we'll do that for you with pleasure. And, well, happy birthday, Annette, for Tuesday. And just for you, especially for your birthday on Tuesday, 20th birthday. We'll be playing Public Image for you right after this.
Sunshine Radio.
Don't be caught out in the cold again this winter. Give Dave Wiltshire a ring on Ludlow 890-418. He will be pleased to quote you on most types of central heating, including oil, gas, solid fuel, and wood-burning stoves. Dave Wiltshire's team of experienced plumbers can also provide you with a 24-hour emergency plumbing service. Dave Wiltshire also specializes in home improvements, alterations, and repairs. Are you thinking of improving your home, building that new extension, a new fireplace, central heating? Then give Dave Wiltshire a ring on Ludlow 890-418. Don't be caught out in the cold again this winter. Give Dave Wiltshire a ring on Ludlow 890-418.
At the Bullring Shopping Centre in Ludlow, you'll find Sheldon's, the friendly butchers, for home-killed beef, lamb and pork, homemade pies and cooked meats. Sheldon's, the friendly butchers, at the Bullring Shopping Centre, Ludlow.
Nowadays, the cost of running a car is exorbitant, let alone the cost of repairing one. That's where we can help, and help we do. Clee Hill Motor Spares, dismantlers of cars and commercial vehicles, with thousands of parts for hundreds of cars. Clee Hill Motor Spares. Every part is guaranteed. Most spares we have on the shelf. If we don't have it, we will find it. Remember, Clee Hill Motor Spares. Have you got an MOT failure? Ring us now on Ludlow 4576 and ask for Cliff. And now here's our MOT. T-O. You wreck 'em, we fetch 'em. Clee Hill Motor Spares. Call Ludlow 4576. That's Ludlow 4576. And don't forget, we're open 7 days a week from 8 in the morning till it goes dark. Clee Hill Motor Spares. Ludlow 4576.
At the Bullring Shopping Centre in Ludlow, call at Bullring Computers, where Sinclair Spectrums are now in stock. Also BBC, Commodore and VIC 20. Bullring Computers in the Bullring Shopping Centre, Ludlow. For personal attention from the gardening people you can trust, visit Teamdale Garden Machinery at Treasures of Tenbury. Teamdale Garden Machinery can supply all your gardening needs, and they sell and repair mowers, cultivators and chainsaws. You can try machines by Honda, McCulloch and Westwood before you decide to buy, and you could qualify for £150 worth of free extras when you buy a Westwood ride-on mower. Teamdale Garden Machinery at Treasures of Tenbury. You can't miss them. Just follow the signs to Burford House Gardens or ring Teamdale Garden Machinery on Ludlow 810-816.
You're better off when the music's on.
Sunshine Radio, the leader.
Over to enterprise.
That's Public Image Limited, and this is not a love song, going out especially there to Annette Trow, who's 20 on Tuesday. So happy birthday to you, Annette, for Tuesday, and have a good day, my love, all right? And that's from Mum Hilda and Dad John, Brother Michael, Amelia, Gran, and Grandad. And apparently Annette works at Swift's, the bakery. So congratulations, well done. Right, taking us up to news, here's a nice track we haven't heard on the station for a long, long time. It's from Supertramp, and it's a track called Breakfast in America.
Radio News at 12:30. This is Carol Barnes. The Manpower Services Commission is to allocate over £1 million to South Shropshire when the new Technical and Vocational Education Initiative Scheme, TVEI for short, gets underway this coming September. The scheme will run over a four-year intake period and will allow pupils at selected South Shropshire schools and education establishments to combine their academic timetables with technical and vocational studies between the ages of 14 and 18. South Shropshire is one of only 44 areas in Britain where the Manpower Services Commission has chosen to launch the scheme. The new TVEI programme will be available in a number of local schools, including Ludlow School, Bishop's Castle High, Lake and Child School, Clibbury School and Ludlow College from 1986. Each school will have its own particular range of TVEI options, which cover a huge number of fields from commerce and sales through agriculture and horticulture to electrical and mechanical engineering. A spin-off of the new scheme will be extra jobs for staff and ancillary workers who will be recruited for the specialist activities. It is envisaged that an initial 7 new teachers will be needed in the first year and 14 in the second. Following months of protest, members of the Tenants Association of Ludlow's Sheet Road Flats are to meet council representatives to discuss their housing problems. In the past, residents have complained of damp, noise, vandalism and vermin. Local District Councillor Darrell Rees-Green has described the Sheet Road Flats as a ghetto, which had led to social problems arising out of the accommodation. Last year, the District Council started a rehabilitation programme involving the conversion of one of the blocks into houses, but as yet the other blocks have not benefited in this way. Staff at Ludlow's Biological Records Centre are in the process of updating records of the area's flora and fauna. Eventually, it is hoped to publish the information gained in the form of a book on the flora of Shropshire. Now the centre are inviting contributions from local amateur naturalists who are willing to go out and report sightings of insect and plant varieties back to the centre. If you're interested, the Biological Records Centre in Ludlow's Old Street are running briefing sessions on how to go about insect and plant spotting each weekday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And finally, Treasurer of South Shropshire District Council, Mr. Maurice Bullen, has called on the public to be more litter conscious and save itself money. The council estimates that it will need to spend £89,000 or more next year on scavenging and litter collecting, much of which could be saved if people were more thoughtful in the disposal of their rubbish. More news at 4:30, that's all for now.
Thank you very much, Carol, and we'll see you again at 4:30.